Wrangleites can expect hotter than normal temperatures throughout the rest of the month. Daytime highs in Wrangell for June averaged 63.9 degrees, which was 2 degrees above normal, and overnight lows were 3 degrees above average. The trend continued this month with highs averaging 71.1 degrees, which is 7 degrees above normal. Overnight lows are averaging 3 degrees above normal at 51.5 degrees. The hot weather has triggered two recent abnormalities in Wrangell in recent weeks. The city last month experienced a lightning storm, which is rare in southeast Alaska. National Weather Service meteorologist Rick Fritsch explains the reason for the storm.
We've been getting our weather from the east, so what's been happening is somewhat drier, more unstable air has been approaching us from the east in Canada and British Columbia. And as the air hits the coast mountains and it rises, that's a really good trigger for thunderstorm activity. And the convective buildups and the very large towering cumulus clouds that you normally think of with a thunderstorm.
The storm caused power outages in Wrangell and Petersburg and two small tree fires in the Nemo Loop Road area. Crews were able to restore power to both communities within an hour and a half. The tree fires did not cause serious damage to the area. Wrangell is also experiencing a precipitation deficit. Fritsch says the deficit is not bad, but it is still unusual for the rainforest-like region.
It is quite variable, and it also depends on the season. In the wintertime, your precipitation values might be below normal, but your snow values might be well above normal because it might be a colder than normal month. Drier than normal, yes, but colder than normal. So what would normally fall as rain, even in January, fell all as snow. And it looks like April was also received only about half your normal precipitation, and May close to half your precipitation, and then June, which was a little bit above normal. So you have a couple of months there where you're below normal precipitation.
The precipitation average for the month of June was 4.8 inches and has since been scarce for the month of July. Fritsch says Wrangellites can expect to see some relief from the hot weather and more precipitation later this month. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.